views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Whether you're listening here on KKNW 1150 AM in the Seattle area, on Transformation Talk Radio around the world, on one of the 90 syndicated stations that the show ends up on, or after the fact on ChristineUpchurch.com, I'm so glad you joined us here today. And I think that we're going to be talking about something that we have never talked about here before, because I think we've got the only person in the world who's really looking at this topic. And I'm so excited he's a guest today. But first, I want to say hello to Mr. Benny Mathers, who does his technological magic to allow you to hear these conversations. Good morning, Benny.
I'm doing very well, Christine. Always a pleasure to be here and excited for today's show.
I am too. You know, our guest today is Dr. Jacob Lieberman, and I met him years ago at the ICEM conference. He was doing a breakout session, and I believe the topic was something along the lines of vision versus eyesight, and I was fascinated by it. And the information that he was sharing intrigued me so much, because somehow, on an intuitive level, I knew that it related to the type of healing work that I was doing at the time. And I'll get into that later, and we're going to hear from him about that. But I was absolutely fascinated. And a year or two later, I went back. I was actually doing a breakout session myself at the ICEM conference, and he was the president of ICEM. And I got to hear his presentations. And I've always been fascinated by the information that Dr. Jacob Lieberman has been sharing with the world. So when I saw that he had a book coming out, I saw it on Facebook. I screamed loudly via technology to my associate producer, "We must get him on the show." And after listening,
as
you're
she jumped like 20 feet out of a chair.
Yeah, really. Dr. Jacob Lieberman is a pioneer in the fields of light, vision, and consciousness. He was originally trained as an optometrist and vision scientist. And back in 1976, his life changed dramatically with the miraculous healing of his own eyesight. And I hope he shares that story, because it's fascinating. And it led him to a deeper understanding of the light and the science of life. Interesting connection. He has developed numerous light and vision therapy instruments, including the first FDA-cleared medical device to significantly improve visual performance, which I find fascinating. They just say, you got to get the glasses on or the contacts in, and your prescription will get worse and worse. His discoveries in the fields of light, vision, and consciousness have been enthusiastically endorsed by luminaries in the fields of health, science, and spirituality, including Deepak Chopra, Bruce Lipton, and Eckhart Tolle. He is the author of Medicine of the Future, Take Off Your Glasses and See, Wisdom from an Empty Mind, and his most recent book that I think is groundbreaking is called Luminous Life, How the Science of Light Unlocks the Art of Living. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Dr. Jacob Lieberman. Hi, Jacob. Welcome.
Hi, Christine. It's such a pleasure to be here with you today.
You know, as a former research statistician who went into energy healing and eventually more like self-empowerment, I have been fascinated by connections between science and spirituality for a very long time, as I know you have been too, and you've been a part of the ICEM conference and were president of ICEM for a long time. But this piece that you're bringing to the world feels very new and very different to me. First of all, can you share your story of your own miraculous healing? Because I think that people will have a hard time believing it, but it's true, and it sort of opens the door to a different perspective on reality.
Well, I think we've all had many different healing experiences in our life, but one of the most profound for me occurred in 1976. I was a practicing optometrist and vision scientist at the time. I had been wearing glasses for about 9.5 years. I was intrigued with the idea of, is it possible to reduce our dependency upon eyeglasses?
Uh-huh.
Because I realized that vision deterioration was the biggest health epidemic in the world. Hardly anyone was born needing glasses, and yet 2/3 of the U.S. and world's population were wearing glasses,
uh-huh.
and over 90% of college students, postgraduate students, eventually became nearsighted. And so I was beginning to wonder, what's wrong with this picture?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that supposedly every other part of our body regenerates and heals itself, but when things happen with our vision, we end up having to wear some sort of compensatory tool, glasses, contact lenses, LASIK surgery, whatever they're doing at that particular period of time to aid our ability to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was experimenting with different ideas, the ideas of William Bates from the 1920s, my own background in vision therapy, and doing simple things like leaving my glasses off when I didn't need them, like uh-huh. when I was in my own home, and then experimenting, spending more time without my glasses, taking a walk around my block without them on.
Uh-huh.
And gradually as I did that, I noticed that I became more comfortable without my glasses on. I didn't feel as insecure and out of control, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so worried that I would miss something.
So, Jacob, our listeners to get a perspective. What kind of prescription? Were you talking about 20/40, or are you talking about something more extreme?
No, I was talking about like 20/200.
Wow.
Around the big E on the eye chart.
Okay.
I was nearsighted, and I had a significant amount of astigmatism,
mm-hmm.
Which made it not only difficult to see simple things like the eye chart when I was examining patients, but I couldn't pass the driver's test. So I had to wear glasses. That's what it said on my license and so on.
Okay.
I didn't like wearing glasses. Something about them didn't feel so comfortable to me,
mm-hmm.
even though my own optometrist said, don't worry, you'll get used to it.
Uh-huh.
But something in me never quite got used to that change in the way my perception was. And so I was looking to see, are there any other options?
Uh-huh.
And during that time, I had been introduced to meditation in the very early 70s. And so I used to meditate daily. And most of the time, it was just like most people's meditation. You begin, the mind is a bit chatty, and then over time, things begin to quiet down. Well, this particular Sunday was a very different kind of an experience. I seemed to drop into a state that I had never experienced before. And the reason I knew that it was different is not only was everything quiet and very spacious, but there was a sense that even though my eyes were closed and obviously my glasses were off,
uh-huh.
it was a sense that I was aware of everything in the room, including myself. And what was really fascinating about it is it was all optically clear and clear at a level, and clear at a level where there were no questions about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was clear. And you know, we have that expression, I see,
uh-huh.
which really means I understand.
Yes.
The clarity was such that it seemed as though everything just was a fact, was understood. There weren't any unknowns, which was a very unusual space that I don't even know how to describe for you at this moment. The other fascinating piece of it was this clarity seemed to be everywhere in the space. you know, when the Bible speaks of God, they say God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent.
Yes.
All-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere at the same time.
Uh-huh.
The experience was as if something was all-knowing and something could see from everywhere.
Interesting.
I don't know how to describe it for you any better than that, but
uh-huh.
that was what was there. And when I came out of this meditative state, my eyesight was crystal clear.
Interesting.
I didn't know what the hell had happened.
Uh-huh.
But whatever was the experience during the meditation seemed to transfer directly when I opened my eyes. And I was so astounded that I got into my car, put my eyeglasses, which I would normally wear on the seat next to me,
uh-huh.
and drove to my office. I got there.
Uh-huh.
I started checking myself from 20 feet away on a whole variety of eye charts I had never seen before.
Okay.
And then checking to see how well was I seeing them. And I was seeing better than 20/20. In other words, my eyesight was 300% better.
Wow.
I said, wow, this is unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
What could this possibly be? So I began to examine myself. Now, normally when I did an exam on a patient, they'd be sitting on the chair. I'd be on the other side. I could see what I was doing
uh-huh.
with the changing of the filters and the optical lenses.
Sure.
In this case, I was the only one there. So I just put some lenses in there that would make everything blurry, and then I started changing them one at a time, not being able to see what I was doing, until I came to what felt like the best possible prescription in terms of my ability to see.
Uh-huh.
And when I got there, I said, okay, I'm going to come out from behind the device, see what the device says.
Uh-huh.
I thought the device would say no prescription.
Right.
Because I was seeing 300% better, and all of my scientific training basically said, as the prescription gets stronger, you'll see less. So I figured, well, if I'm seeing 300% better, my prescription must have reduced dramatically or totally been eliminated because I was seeing without any stress or strain.
Uh-huh.
But when I came out from behind the phoropter, which is the device that we examine people with, I was astounded to see that the prescription in the device was very similar, almost identical to what I was wearing in my glasses. In other words, there had been a 300% improvement in my eyesight, but no change at all in the optical measurements of my eyes. And the only conclusion I could come to was we don't see with our eyes.
Uh-huh.
And so that started on an incredible journey.
Yeah, and we want to hear...
the journey was, what is the source of the seeing?
Uh-huh.
Where are we seeing from? I should tell you that I just turned 70 in November.
Uh-huh.
It's been 41 years. I have never worn a pair of glasses on my face for any reason, distance, reading, or otherwise,
since
that day.
Yeah, and we want to hear more about this concept of vision and how light relates to that and our presence. More with Dr. Jacob Lieberman here in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking to Jacob Lieberman. And Jacob, I am fascinated by this concept of our seeing is not necessarily dependent upon our eyesight as measured in the optometrist's office. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. You see, we've all been trained to believe that we're seeing through our eyes. It is that our eyes are seeing. But when you dream at night and your eyes are closed and there is no light, and some of those dreams are so clear, they're so clear that when we wake up, we say, oh my God, I thought for sure it was real.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even more real than our everyday experience. What is it that is seeing there? What is actually noticing that? One of the things that I think is really important is that when we feel sensations in the body, there is something that is aware of those sensations.
Right.
When we close our eyes to meditate, or even in our everyday life, we're often aware of activity going on in something we call the mind.
Uh-huh.
If you observe this process, you'll notice that occasionally you get involved in the interaction with the mind. But most of the time, these things that we call thoughts actually arise all by themselves. They just come and they go, just like clouds that come and go.
Uh-huh.
But something is aware of them. Something knows when this process of thinking or worrying or mental chatter is occurring. And that which is noticing that is the source of the seeing.
Interesting.
And that is not a physical thing. First of all, I don't even know what it is.
Right.
It's just what I call the final set of eyes.
Uh-huh.
There's just a field of awareness that has no point of view. It does not have desire. It doesn't want things to be different. It merely is aware of what is going on.
Uh-huh.
It is aware of all the things the mind wants or doesn't want at any given moment. But it is a neutral observer with no personality, no point of view. And in the process of my vision clearing and the last 40-something years of my own life and direct experience, I've come to recognize that when we identify ourselves with the ideas and beliefs of what we call our mind,
uh-huh,
we have a limited experience of life because we are limited by what we believe is true.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a huge conversation today about belief. Things are not working the way you want. People say you need to change your belief. Or what is your belief about that?
Uh-huh.
But there's something really important that I discovered in the process. I discovered that belief is not truth. What we individually believe is different than everyone else because it's based on our own experience.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at the meaning of the word belief, you go to a thesaurus, you realize that belief means the same as idea, concept, theory, assumption.
Uh-huh.
But when you look at the antonym, what's the opposite of belief? You're shocked because the opposite of belief is truth.
Mm.
Now, what is this truth? I think it's the same truth that Jesus said will set you free.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an interesting thing that Jesus said in the Gospel of Thomas. He said, when you see up as down and down as up, when you see the outside and the inside the same, when you see a man as a woman and a woman as a man, when thine eye be single, you shall enter the kingdom. Mm-hmm. In other words, when you have accessed this place that sees with no point of view, it enters a state of unconditional acceptance.
Right.
And when that happens, then truth becomes available.
Mm-hmm.
The same concept was expressed very beautifully about 1,450 years ago by the third Zen patriarch. Sengsten was the person's name. And the piece goes like this. Is it just the first verse? The great way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. When love and hate are both absent, the world is clear and undisguised.
Mm-hmm.
Make the slightest distinction, however, and heaven and earth are set infinitely apart. If you wish to see the truth, hold no opinions for or against anything. To see what you like against what you dislike is the disease of the mind. When the deep meaning of things is not understood, the mind's essential peace is disturbed to no avail.
Mm.
Now, there are two different expressions, one biblical and one more of a spiritual realm on the mind. But they're saying the same thing.
Uh-huh.
What they're saying is that when we see through our beliefs, when we see through our point of view, we do not see truth. We just see our point of view. The truth, that which allows you to enter the kingdom, that which allows you to experience this great way, is something very, very different.
You know, Jacob, I think what you're saying is absolutely beautiful about clarity, letting go of belief and seeing truth. However, I'm still fascinated about how this connects to our eyesight.
It's really quite simple. When you see through your ideas, you are seeing through a lens that is limited.
Mm-hmm.
It's limited by what you believe is true or not true. That lens is called the mind. When, however, something begins to identify with the source of the seeing and begins experiencing life as it is,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, things change in terms of clarity. All of a sudden, we begin experiencing or we become aware of life through a perfectly clear field of awareness. There isn't a mind that everything is being filtered through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really quite simple. See, most of us think that things change because we work on them. Because we decide what we want to do. We have an intention. We work on them. We make things happen. We create our own reality and so on. But if it takes effort to create change, it will take effort to maintain it.
Uh-huh.
And if it takes effort to maintain it, you can be sure it will not be maintained, because there is nothing within us physiologically that is designed to initiate action. Every physiological function is responding to an animating force, something that is moving us in a certain direction or another. And so when we try to make things happen, it's like swimming upstream.
Sure.
Pretty much everything we do is to try to have things our way.
Mm-hmm.
What we call thinking is really the internal rehearsal in hope that things will come out in a way that is acceptable to us. But what if what occurs is always fresh, is always new? To give you an idea, we have not spoken since we met years ago.
Right.
I had no idea what you were going to ask, but I didn't bring a PowerPoint presentation with me.
Right.
I have no notes because I had no idea what was coming.
Uh-huh.
And yet, within a few minutes of beginning, we find ourselves in a very deep conversation.
Yeah.
When I'm asked to speak somewhere, as I'm going out on my book tour in a couple of days, I don't have any preparation.
Mm-hmm.
It's all live, because life is guiding this process.
Mm-hmm.
And while I am aware that the mind gets agitated when it doesn't know, there is something that is aware of it rather than being totally impacted and overwhelmed by it.
Mm-hmm.
And something keeps taking me to the edge. Something keeps bringing me to that moment empty-handed until they introduce me, and then whatever comes forth by itself.
That's beautiful. We have to go to a quick break, but when we return, I'm going to want you to share with our listeners this how light relates to our vision and our presence. More with Dr. Jacob Lieberman here in a few moments.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear. Fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Did you know any negative thought you have drains your energy by 30%? 30%. I don't know about you, but if left to my own devices, my mind can come up with some wildly unsupportive ideas. A rabbit hole of negativity. Yuck! My life is busy, and I bet yours is too. Losing 30% of my energy doesn't work for me. I need all the help I can get. My name is Audrey Michelle, and I'm the host of Rewired Life Radio, as well as a spiritual growth coach. I want you to be operating on all available energy throughout your day so you can show up as your best self. Don't you? Get my 3 quick energy shifts for regaining lost energy. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled MICHEL.com/tips.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Holding hands, strolling through the park. Sweet.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a fascinating conversation today with Dr. Jacob Lieberman. He's the author of several books, including his latest, which is fascinating. It's called Luminous Life, How the Science of Light Unlocks the Art of Living. And I just wanted to mention that Bruce Lipton says, Jacob Lieberman has managed to unravel the secrets of light and offer them to the world as a source of profound transformation and healing. Now, I know, Jacob, that you were originally looking at light in terms of eyesight, and you do explore that in your book, and there's some fascinating science relating to that, but you go further and talk about how light relates to presence. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about your perspective?
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is that we've been led to believe our whole life that we're looking for things, that we're making things happen. But in reality, the eye doesn't move until something catches it. This is why we say, it caught my eye.
Uh-huh.
We rarely ask the important question, what is the it that caught my eye and caused my eye to turn toward it reflexively to receive the download of what the next step of my journey is? And what catches the eye is light. So it's not the eye looking for the light. It's the light looking for the eye.
Oh, that's an interesting twist. Say that one more time, Jacob, please.
You see, when you look at Mother Nature, mm-hmm. regardless of whether you're a religious person and refer to it as God, or whether you're a physicist and refer to the ground, the animating force of reality as light,
uh-huh.
you recognize one thing. There's something moving everything. The planets are rotating and orbiting around the sun. They're not deciding which direction they should go to.
Mm-hmm.
They have a mission to accomplish, a purpose for being, and their orbit, their journey, no different than our life's journey, is what allows them to fulfill their purpose for being. And why is that so important? It's because our life and our physiology is related to all these astronomical events that are going on throughout the world. That same animating force that moves the planets, the oceans, the seasons, also breathes us, pumps our hearts, and moves everything in nature. It animates everything in nature. Because everything has a purpose for being. So if you're an apple tree, your purpose for being is to create apples.
Uh-huh.
And we know that a plant, that the entire life and development of a plant is guided by light. Everyone is very aware of that relationship.
Sure.
What the average person doesn't realize, animals and humans are also fundamentally guided by light. Every function of our body is light dependent, and every cell of the body has eyes that are able to detect and respond to the guidance of light. And you say, well, why? What's so special about light?
Uh-huh.
You go to the Bible, and the Bible says this thing called God, which is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, is light.
Uh-huh.
You speak to a physicist, and they say the fundamental energy from where all of reality emerges is the energy of light. This is why the renowned theoretical physicist David Bohm said, all matter is frozen light. Everything that we experience is this energy that is formless and totally invisible, cannot be described, but behaves as if it is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. And so this is the animating force of the universe. And when it catches our eye, it does that because the eyes guide the body. And what are they guiding the body to do? They guide everything in our body to fulfill our reason for being. At that instant, when the light catches the eye, and the light and the eye come into congruence and coherence, that instant is called presence. It's not me being present.
Uh-huh.
There isn't any doing associated with it.
Right.
It's the natural state of two things, light and the eye, all of a sudden merging into oneness, where the individual disappears and all there is oneness, this spaciousness. In this instance of presence, my experience is that we receive the guidance of what the next step and purpose of life is for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that guidance is absolutely crystal clear, whether the eyes are opened or closed. We've all had the experience, if we've had children, of sensing our sons or our daughters picking up the phone, and when they hear our voice, they say, "Oh, Mommy, I was just thinking of you."
Uh-huh.
We hear of people that we say are psychic or very, very sensitive. We've all had experiences of getting a gut feeling about something. We say, "Well, my intuition says this." The intuition, the gut feeling, that psychic, that precognition that all of us have experienced at one time or another is light. That is the energy of light interacting with the body. And as we become more and more aware, we notice more and more and more those just noticeable differences, mm-hmm. those subtleties
right.
that allow us to see truth from a place that doesn't actually see physically. Let me explain what I mean by that. When we look at things, like I'm looking out the window right now at trees, uh-huh. I'm sure that the eye is looking at these things we call trees. But what we know scientifically is that the eye is designed to detect and respond to a single photon of light. A photon uh-huh. of light is not a thing. It's totally formless. It isn't anything that has substance. It is merely a potential, an infinite potentiality. It is the cutting edge of quantum physics.
Uh-huh.
And yet, the eye is designed to detect and to respond to the formless before it is rendered into form. Now, we think we only notice things when they're formed. But what I'm saying just by this example is that our systems are so sensitive that they function at a quantum level of reality.
Uh-huh. And scientists have said
that make things happen.
Yeah. And scientists have shown that we actually can react to like one photon.
Exactly. But what's really fascinating, to give you an example of what I mean, is, you know, there's so much discussion today about making choices and mm-hmm. and that we're creating things and so on. But when we think we've made a choice, 7 to 10 seconds before that,
uh-huh.
our brain already knows what we're going to do and is moving in that direction.
Interesting.
Now, what does that mean? It means that the software of our humanity is continually being upgraded. Just like we receive a software update on our monitors, and it lets us know that we're getting the newest technology, every second of existence is continually upgrading that. And how does that occur? It occurs because we have light part of the day, and we have what we experience as darkness, the other part of the day. Now, you cannot see light. It's totally invisible. So during the day, we experience light as brightness.
Uh-huh.
We confuse brightness with light. And during the night, we also experience light, but we experience it as darkness. We are able to see both during the day and during the night, with our eyes open or with our eyes closed. That continually changing relationship between the light and the darkness and our body is reflected in every single physiological function that we have. That's why we feel out of sorts.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. We have to go to another quick break, but stay tuned. This is a fascinating conversation.
Sweet. Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back. You know, Jacob, this hour is flying by, and I know we're having a great conversation. But before we go any further, I want to make sure that our listeners here in the Seattle area know about your upcoming appearances. You're going to be coming to Seattle. When?
I'm coming. I will be at East West Books doing a presentation at 4:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, the 24th of February. And then I will be speaking at two services Sunday morning at the Center for Spiritual Living at their 9 and 11 a.m. service. And then Sunday late afternoon, that's the 25th, I will be doing an event on Vashon Island. And if people are interested in any of these events, they can go to jacoblieberman.org, and that's L-I-B as in boy, E-R-M-A-N, jacoblieberman.org. Go to the events page, and it has details on all of those venues, or they can visit me at on Facebook page for Dr. Jacob Lieberman. And, yeah, it would be nice to actually meet folks there because I've not been to Seattle in years. So I'm excited about that.
Well, we're very happy that you're coming our direction, leaving Hawaii, sunny Hawaii, to come to rainy Seattle. We appreciate it.
And well, I'm going to be going to sunny San Diego and then to busy Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's going to be up the whole state. It's going to be a three-week initial West Coast tour.
And again, everybody, I want to mention the book. It's Luminous Life by Jacob Lieberman, and you can get it on Amazon and you know, in bookstores. And it is fascinating. I mean, for anybody who is interested in this concept of presence, it is a new perspective on it. And anybody who likes this connection between science and spirituality, this book is going to get you jazzed, I promise.
You know what I think is fascinating that your listeners will really enjoy is there's some very practical aspects of the book, aside from the fact that a lot of this new information really shifts one's awareness. There's a fascinating discussion of the breath and the mind and how when we are involved in thinking, we hold our breath. And when the breath is flowing, the mind is quiet. And so it gives you a way. I introduce little one-minute meditations that can really help to allow you to enter the zone, if you will. There's a chapter on vision that gives a very practical and little simple tool that anyone can do at home to help align the physical eye, the mind's eye, and the eye of awareness so that we can begin to experience something of the state that we call oneness. And then there's a chapter that speaks about the relationship of our life experiences and our color preferences, where essentially the colors that we like and are attracted to are related to the experiences of our life that we are able to embrace, while the colors that we dislike or feel some aversion to are related to unresolved issues within our life or within the matrix of our life that have been passed down generationally to us. And so in the book, I share how the reader at home via visualization can utilize this knowledge to desensitize themselves from the habitual triggers that transform them from a state of ease to a state of dis-ease, and how to come to a place where we start living a full spectrum life. Where we begin seeing life not through I like it or I dislike it, but from a place of neutrality and acceptance.
Right. And interestingly enough, it's that place of neutrality, that place of allowing, where I believe the magic of change occurs. So it's kind of paradoxical, you know. If we try to create it, then it becomes a more of a struggle. But if we allow, then things unfold in magical ways.
You know, it's all happening. Look, if anyone that is aware of how the body functions knows that we don't control anything in our body. We don't control our heart, our breathing. You know, we can impact certain things through meditation and so on. But in our everyday life, it's all happening on autopilot.
Right.
If you look at life, the same thing is going on outside. So the inside and the outside are all on autopilot. Something is navigating them, and that something is aware of everything, everywhere, all the time. If we just come to realize that fact, all of a sudden the allowance you speak of occurs by itself. There's nothing to do. We begin living without a net. We begin coming into things empty-handed. And when that happens, we experience what we call miracles, which are totally unexpected events that are often life-changing. So what I'm sharing in the book is not theories or new ideas. This is the culmination of the last 45 years of my life. This is based not only on current science, but primarily on my clinical and direct experience as a simple human being.
And it is a fascinating book, and I'm so grateful that you joined us here today, Jacob.
Thank you, Christine. It's a pleasure to have been with you today.
And if you're in the Seattle area, I wanted to reiterate, Dr. Lieberman will be at East West Bookshop February 24th, 4:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday. He will be doing both services in the morning at Center for Spiritual Living on February 25th, and then hop over to Vashon Island to do a presentation there. I hope you don't miss it. And I'm so grateful you joined us here today. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.